We received a police report. I think those who have seen the video will know it is deeply offensive. At any time there have been offensive, let alone during Ramadan, police have taken action. They've issued directions to Meta to prevent access to the video, and Meta has complied and has taken the video down. Police believe that the person who loaded this video is likely to be the same person who loaded similar videos previously. He was charged and convicted in July last year, and he was sent to jail. At that time, he had loaded videos showing the Quran being stepped on as well. He was released in December 2025. When he was convicted in July last year, there was some evidence that he was mentally unwell. He is now overseas, and police will interview him when he returns.
So any comments on the situation in the Middle East currently?
You know, Ministry of Foreign Affairs has issued statements. Other ministers have spoken. But since you ask, I'll share 3 points. The first is obviously the considerable impact on the thousands of people who are being affected by the war. That's huge. The second is the huge economic impact on the rest of the world, including Singapore. You look at the Straits of Hormuz, it's effectively blocked. It's going to impact on oil prices, gas prices. They've already gone up, and they are likely to go up further because of some of the energy ministers from Gulf countries have talked about the situation. At least one has said there might be a stop to the flow of oil, gas. You know, in that situation, every thing that you use in the country is pretty much dependent on energy. So it's not just us, all over the world. It's going to impact people, it's going to impact on economies, it's going to impact on businesses. The third point is we don't know how long it will last. Initially, there were suggestions that it was going to be a short war, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Now the statements seem to suggest that it may be longer. America and Israel probably know what the aims are, but from a public perspective, it's not clear to me, looking at the public statements, what the aims or war aims are, and that will then, introduce a substantial element of uncertainty on how long it can last or may last. And that's going to be very bad, both for the Middle East and the rest of the world. Wars usually are bad for people involved as well as others who are impacted. But in this case, it is quite a lot of people around the world affected.
Are there any concerns that the recent video that now has been banned will stir up actually unnecessary emotions or
Pardon?
With the video, are there any concerns that the video will stir up unnecessary emotions over here, given that what is going on in the news?
I mean, we explain our position. These videos are unacceptable. We took action last year. The person went to jail. We think it is the same person, and I've explained our position. It's been taken down. I don't think whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim in Singapore, people will understand why we take action immediately.
Actions that deliberately insult to any religion have no place in Singapore. This is not just an issue for the community affected. It affects all of us. And insult to one religion affects all other religions and their communities because it undermines the mutual respect that holds our society together. So Singapore's social fabric is precious and it is it must be protected. Acts like these only serve to sow discord and erode the trust that we have worked hard to build in our multiracial and multi-religious society. I'm reassured that the authorities have taken swift steps to stop the circulation of the video and investigations are ongoing. So let us continue to uphold the values of mutual respect and understanding that keep our Singapore society strong.